This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello. Thanks for tuning in today. We got a great show for you.
Absolutely. And we're still kind of in that that fuzzy gray area. You know, a month or 6 weeks ago, we were all pretty sure we were going to catch it. And we're not to the stage yet where none of us are going to get it. We're not there yet. And don't believe that, because that's not true. But we're all trying to figure out, well, just where do I fit in this new normal, so to speak. But one thing I always want to remind you, that a lot of the churches now are getting back to normal. Some are offering even extra services to accommodate the fact that they may not be able to have full capacity yet. So they're offering extra masses in addition to the regular ones, or sometimes a mass in the church and a mass in the gym too, or different things like that. So just find out what your parish is doing. And of course, they want to see you back just as soon as you're comfortable doing it. So check on your parish and see what's going on, and step up and do whatever you can for your parish. And don't forget about them financially either. You know, we've been on, not vacation, you don't want to call it that, but from the Sunday collection plate for a little while. So when you get back, you might want to be a little bit generous.
Yes, well, all of you know that listen to the show how much I love the topic of discipleship and evangelization. And whenever I find anyone that's doing something really unique in this area of discipleship and evangelization, I always get in contact with those people. Well, I saw the story in the Criterion a couple years ago about two ladies that are really hitting it out of the park. And we all know friends and coworkers and even family members who have left the faith, or we know friends or coworkers who don't practice any faith. Well, today we're going to hear a story of reversion, and we're going to also hear a story of conversion, and we're going to learn about an outreach ministry that is aimed at bringing non-Catholics into the faith. So our guests today are from Little Flower Parish in Indianapolis, and our guests are Cindy Woods and Cac Deer. Welcome to Faith in Action, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks. Glad to be here.
Enjoy your show.
Hey, well, thanks for that. We have a lot of fans out there, and we love to hear from them. So glad to have that little plug there. I'm glad you're listening. Well, you too you're involved in an outreach ministry to invite and bring non-Catholics into the faith. And I honestly don't know of that many actual parish-based ministries that are really doing that. And so tell us about the ministry and how you happened to start this. Let's start with you, Cindy.
We had been thinking about having, our church had nothing like this, at least that we knew of, and we both had been members and had visited large evangelical non-Catholic churches and saw what an outreach they had. So a CAC as a new Catholic, and I as a reversioned Catholic, just got to talking, and eventually we went on a weekend retreat, and we prayed, and we read, well, we took about 100 books, but we read maybe two. And we actually got snowed in, and so we just started putting together a mission statement and our dreams for what we wanted this to be.
Now, the two of you have been longtime friends. I want to hear maybe how you met and how long you have been friends. Cac, let's go that one with you.
Okay, well, we met, actually, we were neighbors, and both very busy people, so even though it's a small neighborhood, we hadn't got together until we had this Christmas holiday dinner that everybody was attending. And I was very concerned because our business district was beginning to show a great deal of blight, and I was looking around for somebody to fix this business district for us. So I brought it up at this meeting, and because I brought it up, you know how that goes. I somehow ended up saying this thing that eventually involved 25 neighborhoods and has done a really dynamite job. But the only reason it really happened was because, I, as I said, I wanted somebody else to do it. And Cindy came over afterwards and introduced herself and said, I'll help you. And I'm thinking, I need the mayor to help me, really. That's who I need. But anyway, she prodded me again with a Christmas card. And so we were sort of off and running, gathering other people to be on our steering committee. And in this process of building back our neighborhood, we got to know each other pretty well and talked about everything, including spiritual things.
Well, we're talking with Cindy Woods and Kat Deere about an outreach ministry to non-Catholics. Now, Cindy, you're a Creo Catholic, but you were away from the church for 40 years. Why did you leave, and how did you happen to come back? I know that we could do probably an hour show on that, but give me the short version of that.
Okay, the condensed version. I just wasn't getting anything out of Mass. I was bored. My responses were rote. I just wasn't into it. And I had no idea that Mass was so biblically based, even though I had probably learned that sometime in my 13 years of Catholic education. And I wanted to learn what the Bible was all about, because I wasn't familiar with the Bible. So at that time, I was teaching CCD at my neighborhood parish. And I was attending there, and I had our children go to be baptized, confirmed, as well as participate in first penance and first communion. But still, I always felt like an outsider there, because I didn't put myself out there. I didn't volunteer for anything else. I didn't make friends there, and I didn't get to know the staff. But I will say that nobody reached out to me either. It was just not a good fit.
How do you happen to come back then?
Well, I did nothing for a few years. And then a neighbor approached me. I had a very serious illness, and a neighbor approached me and actually took me through the steps and brought me to Jesus. And I then attended Bible Study Fellowship for about 11 years, became a Methodist, a Quaker, a Presbyterian. But there was a void. I knew I wasn't at home. So Father Bob Gilday was the pastor of Little Flower, and he and I had gone to school together, and I hadn't seen him in years. But I thought, I think I'll call him. And we made an appointment, and I went to speak with him. I cried. He answered all my questions. I felt like I had been reborn into the Catholic faith, and I will forever be grateful to him for guiding me through that. So then I felt like that was my home parish. I felt at home, and it's just been wonderful. And I jumped full-time back into being a Catholic after years.
So, Cindy, just to clarify, I think from the article, so you and Father Bob were classmates from grade school at at Little Flower?
Yes, from first grade.
Oh, my gosh. And now he's a priest, and he's the one that brought you back, right? Kind of?
That's so cool.
That's so cool. Yeah. Now, Kat, you were friends with Cindy while she was going through this, but you noticed something was different about her, right? Is that how that started then, with then maybe you becoming Catholic?
Yes and no. We were, as I said, we were friends, and we talked about everything, and I had been going to and been on the board and a deacon and on the finance committee of a very large non-denominational church. But being single, every time I went to the church, I was looking around saying, who do I know that I could sit with? There was just it was a big church, and I had good friends that we went through Bible study at my house every Monday night for about 10 years. But they weren't always at the same service. I just had this emptiness that this wasn't quite what it was all about, and I just restless. And so listening to Cindy talking about what she was doing, she said, why don't you come to church with me? And I thought, well, yeah, why not? I've always been curious about the Catholic faith. Part of my family are Catholics, but I would go to their church for children's days, like the Mary crowning and things where my grandchildren were involved. But they never invited me to come to church on a regular basis or even an occasional basis that wasn't based on the children. And no one told me that I could go forward and cross my arms and receive a blessing. So I, when I did go with them, I sat there in the middle of the flu like troop. I mean, pew, like a big train wreck, you know, where everybody tried to step over. And that was a little embarrassing, to tell you the truth. And I'd think, where can I crawl? But anyway, it's just so I hadn't had the best experience. My grandkids had all gone through CYO, and it was a big factor to me because I saw how those parents, they rooted for the other children as much as they did their own. They would say, good job, Eli, and everything that made me feel like there was a community there. And I was fascinated by that community. But from the reaction of my family and Catholic friends, I felt Catholicism was a closed club.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting to get that perspective, you know, from someone from the outside. I mean, it's a way we can all improve, you know. So then what changed? So then you went to Mass with Cindy. What changed?
We went to Mass, and Father Bob, of course, gave the homily. And in his homily, and of course, Cindy had prepped me before we got there about how I could go forward, my arms crossed, and what to do, and kind of tell me when to rise, when to sit, when to stand up, when to whatever.
That's a little bit confusing to non-Catholics. They're what we sometimes call the Catholic calisthenics.
It makes the person who doesn't know how to participate really feel left out if they haven't been, you know, told ahead of time when they should do things or could do things, because it shouldn't be that they have to do it, but if they want to. Anyway, Father Bob gave the homily, and he said in that homily, well, there's one thing we can learn from our Protestant brethren. They know how to evangelize. They invite their people, their friends and neighbors to church. He said, when's the last time you ever talked about your faith with someone else that's a non-Catholic? And he said, the Protestants do that, and we could learn an awful lot from them because we're commanded in Matthew 28 to do that, to go forth and make disciples. And we are not doing that. We're just keeping it to ourselves. So at any rate, I was really impressed with that homily. I thought, yeah, okay, I agree with this stuff. I'll come back. So that was the story going to Mass, yeah.
Now tell me a little bit about the Little Flower Parish. It sounds like a very warm, friendly parish. I know some of the parishes in the Archdiocese and the Diocese of Lafayette kind of qualify as mega churches themselves, although that's not their intention. But some of them are very big and some of them are very small. What is the Catholic life like at Little Flower?
Well, I'll answer that as the newcomer. I found them to be very, very welcoming. And I'm sure part of that was being with Cindy because she knew a lot of people there were there, but yet she hadn't been back that long. So I found that I went to Christmas Eve Mass without Cindy, all by myself, the very first Christmas. And I was standing there alone, and someone reached, when we were doing the Our Father, someone from behind me reached for my hand, a person I don't know, I still don't know. But I thought, wow, that's the welcoming. That's making you really feel a part of a congregational group that worships God. So I found them to be, oh, my goodness, ever since then, they have been incredibly inclusive. I'm even an honorary member of Cindy's class with Father Bob, and it's just been wonderful.
Well, that's great. Go ahead.
Just a question here. How long ago did these conversions or reversions take place? How many years ago? Are they fairly recent?
We started in about 2012. Cindy started in the fall, I think, of 2011.
That's about right.
About right. And at any rate, so she had just been back for maybe 6 months before I started going to church. And right after that, I got cancer, and so I wanted to be instantly into the church, and Father Bob said, well, if we need to, we can do that, but let's go through RCIA if we can, which I did, and I loved it, and I'm on the team with RCIA now.
We need to take a quick break. I can't wait to hear more about how you do your outreach ministry, and we'll talk about that when we come back, so stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
If it wasn't for you all, I don't know what I would do.
Catholic Radio Indy.
What an absolute blessing you are.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio, and we're talking with Cindy Woods and Cac Deer from Little Flower Parish, and we're talking about an outreach ministry to non-Catholics. So what do you do, ladies? How do you do this? And let's start with you, Cac.
Well, one thing we need to know that this ministry is not just for non-Catholics. We found that what we had to do first was to get our parish involved, to recognize that this is something that they are asked to do by Jesus, to go forth and make disciples. So we had to kind of, our vision statement says that we will equip and encourage our parishioners to share the good news by personally responding to Jesus' invitation to follow me. So following that, doing this invite commission statement helped us think about how and why and what we were doing and why we're doing it. And we called ourselves Invite because this is generally how people do anything, is that they are invited by somebody else and somebody else shares something that they've done, whether it's a restaurant or a movie or a book that they've read. Somebody else has usually introduced them to it. And in with the invite idea is that, well, I'm inviting you, but I'm also coming with you.
True. And I think the whole idea of an invitation is, it's actually kind of exciting. Who doesn't want to get, like, the invitation to the ball, you know? And it's also less intimidating. Not only is it exciting, but it's less intimidating, I think, on both sides, you know, the people inviting and the people being invited, than this big word of evangelization or discipleship. So talk a little bit about, so you started out with trying to, I guess, make disciples within the Catholic Church, within the parish, and you had a retreat, you mentioned?
Well, just Cac and I had a retreat. But the first thing we did, well, of course, the very first thing we did was get Father Bob's blessing. We kind of went over our plans and our vague plans, and he trusted us, and we all took a leap of faith. We went with a couple other parishes and got a grant from the Archdiocese for about six of us to attend the St. Paul Street evangelization training, and that was at Holy Rosary. And it was a real good thing. We loved it and just learned the basics of not being afraid to bring it up with another person, a stranger even. You know, once you've broken the ice with them, it, you know, drops the question like, well, what do you think happens when you die? Or what is faith to you? You know, that kind of thing. So we did that, and our second thing was a six-week seminar using Brandon Vaught's book, Return, because a lot of people have adult children who have left the church. So we went through that, and again, we were just sort of feeling our way of what to do. And we made an agenda of things of activities in our church that we would like to start. And Cac, why don't you take it from there?
Well, basically what we wanted to do with the activities was we wanted to bring in our neighborhood, because we live in a sometimes marginally income-low neighborhood. And we felt like if we supplied some of their needs, we got donations for school supplies, for instance, and gave them to them at a neighborhood picnic that was free for them. and handed out some crucifixes and things like that. We wanted to make them feel welcome at Little Flower, and we wanted them to know that Little Flower was going to help and support them. So that was one of the places we started. The other thing was that we set up a ministry dinner. So we invited the heads of all the ministries to come for a dinner at the church where we did the cooking, home cooking, and then we sort of led them through ways that in each of their ministry they needed and could have the ability to evangelize. And we kind of had them brainstorm how in the various ministries they could be an evangelist too. It's difficult because people don't see that. They have to really look and think, how can I do this? But it should be throughout the church. It shouldn't just be one ministry that handles all the evangelization and everybody else sits back and watches. It needs to come from within, and each ministry needs to figure out how they can do this. So that was one of the purposes of this ministry dinner. And it's been slow to get people to realize it, but they've enjoyed the dinners, and they've kept coming back. So we feel we've made progress in that area.
Now, how do you decide whom to approach? Do you just go up to a stranger on the street and say, hey, you? Or do you have to have some kind of a relationship with that person before you do the inviting?
I think you have to have some kind of a relationship. Like, just we also have a booth at our summer festival, and we stand outside it and ask people if they would like to have. We have these really pretty crucifixes on a chain and rosaries, which if they would like to have one, people are amazingly receptive to that and put them on right there. And that gives us an opportunity to say, do you live around here? Do your kids go to school here? Do you have a church home? And then we have a clipboard and we get their name if they want to. It's totally low pressure. They can sign up to get more information. Like summer picnic, we get a lot of people who have never set foot at Little Flower, and the same thing. They're happy to be there because they get a lot of free stuff, and we love having them. So it just kind of works. I think God just puts people in your path that need to hear this. It's amazing. The Holy Spirit is on our team. And
What kind of results have you had? Do you have any stories of people that you did approach in this way and they eventually became Catholic? Are there success stories?
We have a lot of pendings.
Sometimes it's a long process. We all sort of expect people to immediately fall to their knees and say, hey, yeah, sign me up. But just to tell you the truth, that doesn't happen. One other area that we just completely ignore, and you mentioned in your introduction, is that our neighbors, our coworkers, friends, and family, and sometimes family is one of the hardest things of all, as Jesus found too. So we just have to be open to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, find some common ground, and build that relationship. And to the point where they kind of think, I want what she has.
Right, and I don't think it can boil down to a numbers game strictly of, you know, how many do we get this week or how many do we get that month. I don't think that's what it's about. I think it's about sharing.
It's about planning.
And the one thing that in that story, and I know you mentioned it, but you went out into the neighborhood and invited people to, I think it was a picnic, and you had 200 people from the neighborhood show up. So you guys had a picnic, and you invited, I think it was a picnic, and you just went out into the neighborhood and invited people, like, via flyers or just knocking on doors. And you had about 200 people not from the parish show up as a result of your just kind of going door to door, just inviting and with flyers and stuff. Was that a picnic or was that a festival? I can't remember what event it was, but you had 200 people show up.
That was a picnic, yes. That's the one we were talking about, the neighborhood picnic, yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't knock on doors, but we just sort of, if people are out in the yard, walking or washing their car or whatever, we approach people that way. We never knock on doors. And it's in the summer, so it's easy. And it's fun, you know. It's not intimidating. It's really fun.
Cindy is an inviter. She is that way by nature. And it's a wonderful thing because she gets the people to participate on our commission and inviting the people to the picnics and things that are going on. And people love to be invited. They'd love to have that invitation, as we said. So,
just real quick, we've got about 2 minutes left. If you could each tell what you've learned in this process, just in doing this ministry. Let's start with you, Cindy.
Well, Kath said I was an inviter, and I know that I am an inviter because the Holy Spirit prompts me. I have learned that I can do this, that it's okay to approach people. If somebody had told me years ago that I would be doing this, I mean, there's no way. And now, no way. And it's just part of my life. And I've learned that when you try to share your faith or do a kindness for somebody, if the church reaches out, the right people are open to it, or they might be open to it later, but you, like Kat said, you've planted a seed, and it's just a beautiful thing, but you have to get over your initial fear. You have to do a little bit of learning about human nature and how to approach people.
Kat, we've got about 30 seconds. Tell us what you've learned in that time.
Oh, about this committee, I've learned that it is a process, and we do things by trial and error, see what works, what doesn't. There's been no set plan. We're just kind of following God's lead, which is the way it should be. It's a colossal plot process, and if it weren't a big process and we thought we could do it all ourselves, it would not be God's work, because we need to know that God's the one that's drawing us to everything that we do and rewarding us by feeling the joy that happens when it works well.
So I'm just going to give the phone number for more information, 317-501-0060. And Cindy Woods and Kat Deer, thanks so much for being our guest today.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.